This is Morning Edition on WUSF 89.7. The 7th Ringling International Arts Festival opens in Sarasota this Thursday with a variety of performances from across Asia. WUSF's Susan Giles Wontuck has this preview.
A dancer who seems to defy gravity, Japanese-style puppets who fly, and a Bollywood DJ. Those are just a few of the performers for this year's Ringling International Arts Festival. Dwight Curry is festival curator.
In this case, to have these 7 productions all here for that intensive, exciting 4-day period really does represent just an amazing opportunity to immerse yourself in this work from, I think, what we always perceive to be such a distant culture, such a remote culture from our own. And yet, when you witness what these artists do, what they have to say, how they say it, it all becomes very immediate and very accessible.
Curry says Ringling wanted to focus on artists from Asia. He says they turned to Stanford Mashiki, who partnered with Ringling before as executive director of the Baryshnikov Art Center in New York. Mashiki went to work for the Asian Cultural Council in New York, which is dedicated to cultural exchange between Asian nations and the U.S.
In his role as deputy director for the Cultural Council, he's traveled extensively throughout that area and immediately drew up a very exciting short list for us to select from and to invite those artists to be here in Florida for this next festival.
Curry says storytelling is a theme that pervades the performances, but even more than that is the sheer delight of expression.
In the case of Orkus Sinden Remen, which is a musical ensemble from Indonesia, the sheer joy and exuberance of these people making music together on stage is so infectious and so exciting. But then you have that just amplified 10 times over by the energies from FAR, the Cambodian Youth Circus, which is making its U.S. debut here in Sarasota. They have never performed in this country.
There will be a story about 2 wanderers whose paths cross. It will be told using the Japanese traditional puppetry known as Kuruma Ningyo, presented by Tom Lee.
This is a style of puppetry that is now being practiced by a 5th-generation member of a family that first started it in Japan. And it is with this family that Tom collaborated in creating this production, which is entitled Shank's Mare.
After the final preview shows in Sarasota, Shank's Mare will head to New York's La Mama Theater for its world premiere. From Thailand, the Ringling Festival brings a dancer named Ronarong Kamfa. Curry says first, Kamfa explores traditional ritual dances, such as the fingernail dance and the warrior dance.
But then with My Name is Ong, he explores his fascination for that entire story and takes you on a very personal and very moving and profoundly brave personal exploration of what dance has meant to him. He does defy gravity, and he defies our understanding of what it means to express yourself with your body.
The Ringling International Arts Festival begins this Thursday with Bollywood Dreams, ushering in the opening night performances of Shank's Mare, Ronarong Kamfa, and FAR, the Cambodian Circus. Susan Giles-Wontuck, WUSF 89.7 News.